58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. Good morning. It's time for Ask the Expert. On this Monday morning, I'm Rick Johnson. Our producer is Anthony Harmon. He'll also be taking your phone call at 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858. Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center is with us this morning. Jeannie Kay is here. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here again.
Good to see you. And we have a special guest with us as well.
Yes, we have Ann Martin. She's a licensed professional counselor with us, and Ann will be talking to us about self-esteem today. I'm really excited about hearing what a healthy level of self-esteem is.
As opposed to?
Well, you know, generally, I think the common perception is people suffer from low self-esteem.
Yes.
But, you know, what I've been reading, and I am not the expert, you know, sometimes a person that's a little conceited or obnoxious may have too high a level of self-esteem. I don't know if that's right, but I'm sure Ann can help us clarify that.
I thought you were looking at me way too long.
No, not you.
Well, Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
Good
it's
to
nice
you
to
back.
Be here.
Yeah. 345-5858 is our number, 304-345-5858, as we get into the area of self-esteem. Where do we begin with this topic this morning? I mean, I guess with someone maybe who does suffer from low self-esteem?
Well, you know, I think there are very few of us who haven't had damage done to our self-esteem. You know, mm-hmm. as children, it could be at home, sometimes at school. And I've heard it said that it takes 10 positive comments to negate one negative comment. Uh-huh. And so sometimes we can do that for ourselves with affirmations. And so figuring out what those thoughts are that might be bothering you, that might be affecting your self-esteem, identifying those thoughts, and then finding ways to deal with them. And there are lots of different techniques.
Well, help us out here. How do we begin the process of identifying those things that may be dragging us down?
Yeah. Well, our emotions are a great cue, because thoughts come in so quickly that it's really hard to monitor all our thoughts. So if we can monitor our moods, and if we notice that we're feeling bad, just kind of think back, what's happened, what's just happened, and what am I thinking about what's just happened? Because we feel the way we think. And so if we can identify some of those thoughts, if they are maybe, and often they're like just, I'm not good enough thoughts in some different area.
So to identify those thoughts, seems like to me would require some quiet time, some time where you're kind of alone with you and you, as opposed to being, can you do this in a crowd? Can you do this at work?
It does take a moment, you know, it does take some reflective time. So it would depend on how active, you know, I mean, you could do it walking down the street, you know, if you're engaged in talking to someone, it'd probably be difficult and you might want to reflect later.
Yet another good reason for taking a nice long walk.
Yes.
At least once a week.
Yeah.
Okay, 304-345-5858 is our number here on 58 this morning, 58 WCHS on Ask the Expert. If you have a question about low self-esteem, that sounds awkward even to ask it that way, doesn't it? A self-esteem issue that you may have recognized in yourself, give us a call at 345-5858. So once you've had this moment of being able to identify some of your thoughts mm-hmm. that sort of reinforce maybe you know, this low self-esteem
yeah,
that you're
yeah,
going through.
Not good enough in some way.
Yeah. How do you start to climb out of that?
Well, there are several different techniques. And one that I like is just kind of letting the thought go, noticing it and not resisting it, because often what we resist mm-hmm. persists. So,
yeah.
And there are some techniques for doing that. Some people like to imagine that thought just floating away on a cloud or on a raft down the river, but just letting it go, noticing and letting it go.
I think I heard once about imagining it, about the, you figure out what it is, and then you picture it about the size of a postage stamp, if you can reduce it, and you throw it in the corner.
Yeah, okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, I think it could.
Kind
yeah.
of the same thing?
It's a technique I hadn't heard of, but, you know, I think it's important to have lots of techniques to choose from, because the same one's not going to work for everybody. So,
right. Yeah. Okay. 304-345-5858 is our number here on 58 WCHS this morning. We have Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center with us, and Jeannie Kay and Ann Martin. And I neglected to let you tell us a little bit about the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center when we started this morning, Jeannie.
Oh, that's okay. I'm very proud to talk about our counseling center. Along with Ann, we have lots of excellent, professional, highly trained high supervised counselors. And we offer our services to folks who have insurance. We accept most insurance. And for folks who don't have insurance or adequate resources to pay, we still offer our same quality services to those folks as well. Because of generous donors and counselors who discount their fees, we're able to offer reduced rates to folks who can't afford counseling. Also, the pastoral aspect means that you can include your spiritual life as part of your counseling, and that means prayer or in whatever way your faith fits into your daily life. That can be part of your counseling. It doesn't have to be separate. And you don't have to be, quote unquote, religious to receive our services, but it definitely is an option. And we have counselors of a variety of faiths. We have one counselor who is a sister and ordained pastors and just regular folks who have a good spiritual base mm-hmm. in their lives.
And locations?
We have two locations here in Charleston at First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Virginia Street and Leon Sullivan Way. That's our main location. And Ann has an office at Christ Church United Methodist. We also have location at Cabin Creek Health Center and at River Valley Health and Wellness in Ravenswood. But you can call the same phone number for an appointment at any of those locations, and that's 304-205-WELL, 205-WELL.
Plus website and all kinds of social media hookups now.
Yeah, we have a website, kpcc.com, and you can friend us or like us on Facebook as well.
Speaking of self-esteem issues... If you've been defriended on Facebook, that could lead to some low self-esteem now, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could.
I mean, that is a whole new area where you subject yourself.
Yes, yeah.
To I've moments heard... where you can get kicked.
Mm-hmm. Do people actually know if you get defriended on Facebook?
I think they know if you get defriended, and they also, I think I've heard people be insulted by having a friend request ignored.
Oh.
So, it, you know, kind of maybe harkens back to some of the wounds that we got in high school or even junior high school, I think.
But then on the other hand, as Jeannie was pointing out earlier, you know, this self-esteem could go the other way, where there are people who seem to have this moment of braggadocio because they have 10,000 friends. Now, they really don't have 10,000 friends.
Right. And sometimes I wonder if that, the grandiose kind of behavior... really is just to cover up some of the wounds or some of the thoughts that they're not good enough in some way.
Well, the external factors to one's self-esteem, some you don't have any control over, or do you? I mean, if you have a family member, if it was your mother or your father, as I guess the classic example, made you feel like you weren't good enough.
Yeah.
You carry that with you.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you have to confront that, right?
Yeah. And we don't have control over it as children, but as adults, we do. And I think it's important to be able to recognize where some of those thoughts come from. Some of them might be things that you heard in your past, like you're stupid or you're lazy or you're ugly or, you know. And those thoughts kind of, you know, as children, we take those to heart and believe them. But it's not about blaming. You know, I think our parents do the best that they can with what they have. Mm-hmm. If they knew better, they would do better.
Mm-hmm.
But recognizing where those thoughts came from can be helpful. And then, you know, if you hear that thought, if you notice that thought is there and have that bad feeling from it, I know where that came from. I don't buy that. Let it go. And then there are also positive affirmations that can be helpful in combating some of these because these thoughts get to be habitual in us. And, you know, if we've kept them for years and believed them as true, they don't go away overnight. You know, it takes some work. Some it could be writing of affirmations or speaking them. I am lovable. I accept myself. I approve of myself, that kind of thing.
So there's actually no moment where the curtain is pulled out and you go, oh, that's what it is. That it was because I was not loved as a child and nurtured as a child. Well, I'm glad I got that over with. Now I'm going to be a happy, self-esteemed person.
Maybe it does happen that quickly.
It's
I've
more
not
of a process.
Seen it. Usually we're going from here to maybe Huntington, you know, and it takes a little time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have further to go.
Ashland.
Yeah.
You know, when I was
Louisville,
when I was little, I was really shy. And I can remember my parents saying, if I didn't want to talk to somebody, oh, she's really shy. Well, now I don't think I'm shy. I'm an introvert, and I'm comfortable with that.
Yes.
But for a long time, my parents were wonderful parents, and mm-hmm. I know they didn't mean any harm by saying, "Oh, she's just really shy."
Yeah.
But is that a self-esteem issue? Because for a long time, I thought I was a shy person because that's what I heard.
It depends on if you think shy is a bad thing.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I did, and maybe that's why I claim not to be shy now. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was just trying to throw out an example there of how what kind of affirmation would somebody say if you felt like you
That's about weren't. Acceptance, I think, and understanding. And you kind of have gotten there, I think. You understand that you're more of an introvert, mm-hmm. and you accept that. I accept mm-hmm. myself for who I am. I love and approve of myself. Those kinds of things.
Is it okay to say I'm an introvert and I love it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There we
it's
go.
About liking who we are.
Yeah. But I don't think I'm shy because I can go up and talk to a person I've never met before and start a conversation.
Yeah.
So, comfortably?
Yeah.
Sure. Or do you have to force yourself to do it?
Oh, no. No, that's
What if you have to force easy. Yourself to go up to, as Jeannie used the example, a stranger, maybe it's at a gathering of some kind, that you don't know the person, but they seem interesting, and mm-hmm. you just kind of walk up and find a way to introduce yourself. If you have to force yourself to do that, is that an issue?
I don't think so. I mean, if we are wanting to be more self-confident, if we're wanting to be more outgoing, a technique for that is picking someone who you admire and kind of adopting those traits, fake it till you make it,
Oh,
and then,
I like that.
And then it begins to be, you've incorporated it, it's part of you, and it's what you wanted to be, and you've moved from where you are to where you would be.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I didn't come up with that.
Okay.
I've heard a similar thing before. Act as if you were such and such, and then eventually you will be. You won't be acting anymore.
Yeah.
Same thing.
345-5858 is our number. If you have a question for us this morning with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, we have Ann Martin with us, and we have Jeannie Kay with us. And your call is always welcome at 345-5858 on WCHS.
WCHS!
Electricity costs more than it used to, and you deserve to know why. Appalachian Power has spent billions to meet federal clean air regulations. Then there's the ever-changing cost of coal. While there are many factors we can't control, some we can. At Appalachian Power, we're conserving energy and cutting costs. You can too.
To learn how you can save energy and lower your bill, call us or visit AppalachianPower.com.
I'm Don at Appalachian Power, and we're in this together.
In West Virginia, the law states you have the right to choose your auto glass repair and replacement company. Don't call an out-of-state network to handle your broken glass. Call the glass experts, Guardian Auto Glass. Whether out-of-pocket or insurance, our experienced local staff can help handle your repair or replacement today. You receive competitive pricing, fast mobile service, certified technicians, a lifetime no-leak warranty, and the safest installation always. Call Guardian Auto Glass, 304-346-2550.
Marco Concrete Lifting. We raise sunken concrete. If your foundation needs a lift, give us a call. We'll solve your concrete problems once and for all. Marco Concrete Lifting. We raise sunken concrete.
Call 722-LIFT, 722-LIFT.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
A home buyer's best protection, Advantage Home Inspection.
This Wednesday on Ask the Expert, join Sam Wood of Advantage Home and Environment Inspection and call 342-5858 with your questions for Sam. That's Wednesday at 9:05 on 58WCHS.
A home buyer's best protection, Advantage Home Inspection.
Thank you.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. It is Ask the Expert this morning with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. You can give them a call at 304-205-WELL. That's 304-205-WELL. And there are several locations, but that's one number that can get you to all the locations, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. And with us is Jeannie Kay from Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center and also Ann Martin. You do individual and couples and family
mm-hmm.
kind of therapies.
Yes.
We're talking about self-esteem, and we'd love to have your call at 304-345-5858 on the air. 304-345-5858 on the air on this Monday morning. Now, self-esteem. If you think you have no self-esteem issues, are you okay? Do they need to be pointed out? Or if you feel good, if you feel well, if you feel fit, if you will, then are you okay?
Yeah, probably so. Most people know if they have self-esteem issues. Yeah.
I hear a lot of people say things like, I can't do anything right, or mm-hmm. I wish I was creative, but I have no talent. That's a self-esteem issue?
Especially I can't do anything right. Not being creative could be, too. We do kind of develop images of ourselves, even in the absence of negative comments. That creative piece mm-hmm. reminds me of that. The not good enough pieces, though, I think are the most damaging. And so to be able to hear the particular thoughts that lead one to that not feeling good enough is really important. And then I'm a big believer in affirmations to turn those around. There's been some studies showing that our brains actually get kind of ruts in them. If an event happens and we're used to thinking negatively, that, you know, that's the way the synapses just fire more quickly in that uh-huh. direction. So it actually takes, you know, you can think of it as retraining the brain by using affirmations, and mm-hmm. and some writing exercises can be helpful too.
And do we fall into a trap when we compare ourselves to others?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there's always somebody younger, prettier, richer, you know,
or has
more gregarious.
The talent for doing this or that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so how do you not do that? We're always looking at somebody else and wishing we had an essence of what they have.
Yeah, how do we not do that?
Do we just look the other way, or it's hard not to want to have things, stuff?
Yeah, it is.
When we see somebody out on two jet skis mm-hmm. on a Sunday afternoon and they're having all kinds of fun, and we're in our car.
Particularly if we think that things, but I think healthy self-esteem makes it easier not to want those things. You know, if we think mm-hmm. that the jet skis are important, you know, that we need that to prop us up in some way, that then we'll be good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have that Mercedes or if I have that jet ski or that big hat, then I'll be good enough. Well, often what people find is they get these things and it's still not there. You know, they're still feeling something missing inside. So.
Now, this might seem rather trite, but I think it's an issue these days, and that's when we look outside our window and we see our neighbors have decorated their homes with a lot more lights than we have, and they really have things happening in their front yard, you know, all electric and bright and dazzly and bling.
Yeah.
And we just have a little something hanging on the door.
Maybe
it's a wreath.
Me too.
Maybe a wreath.
I think if you can do just the wreath, and you feel fine about it, and you feel okay about it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, when you walk up and down the street and you see the waving Santa Claus, you know, oh, man, I wish I had that.
Well, or another way to look at it is, oh, man, that's beautiful to look at. I'm really enjoying that. Tell the person how much you love their efforts and what they've done. You know, it's kind of looking at, appreciating the other, you know, mm-hmm. without thinking somehow it takes away from us.
Hmm. I'm going to have to work on that. 304-345-5858 is our number. If you have a question about self-esteem, we have the experts with us this morning from Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Ann Martin is with us and Jeannie Kay, 304-345-5858. The key to good self-esteem, possibly one of the keys is just don't take things so seriously in life?
It could be. Yeah, that could be.
Just enjoy the moment?
Enjoy the moment. Yes. Boy, living in the present is huge. Not thinking, not getting stuck in the past or distracted by the future and appreciating what is. Yeah, huge.
You know, I keep thinking about you. We talk about our parents and the fact that we don't want to blame our parents if we are now adults and we see some flaws and we go, well, it's not my fault. It's the way I was raised. But you're saying don't, if we get into this habit of blaming our parents for everything that's going on in our lives today that we think aren't good, then we are what? We're missing an opportunity here?
Well, it doesn't lead to growth or improvement of self-esteem or much improvement in any way if we're stuck in that blaming mode. So it can be helpful to recognize where things came from. It's kind of, I see where that came from. But then being able to say, okay, I know where it came from. Now, what am I going to do about it? Where do I want to be? I don't want to hold on to this thought that I'm not enough in some way. But I see where it came from, you know. It's not just some flaw in me. I see where it came from.
It was real.
Yeah.
If we're going to look in our past as children and we remember moments that...
Yes, hurt.
Yeah. Okay, we don't want to walk away and say that really didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that didn't affect me. You have to acknowledge that it did happen and that it did affect you.
I think it's helpful too, yes.
And as you say, okay, now what are you going to do about it?
Yes. Because blaming our parents or blaming whoever hurt us just keeps us stuck.
And you spoke of affirmations, written or spoken?
Yes, written or spoken.
If you wanted to do a written affirmation, how would you go about the process?
Well, it's important that you keep it present and keep it positive. So let's say maybe the thought is I'm lazy. It's not going to be helpful to say I'm not lazy because you've still got the lazy word in there. It's important to say I am energetic or I am productive or, you know, I am. And so it's present and positive.
Okay, and just say if it's not written but it's spoken or it's thought, it can just be a thought.
Yes.
It's affirmed.
Yes, absolutely. Some people will put notes up on their visors in their car, on their mirrors. Affirmations are most effective if you can look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say them. Mm-hmm. I accept myself.
So jot something down, literally.
Yeah.
A short little sentence. Mm-hmm. Of affirmation about yourself and post it on your mirror, like in your bathroom, so it's the first thing you see in the morning.
Right.
As you look at yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes it's hard to move from thinking I'm not lovable to thinking I am lovable. So there's kind of a transition piece. Sometimes people can't say I'm lovable. You know, it's so far from where they think they are. So a transitional piece could be I'm open to believing I'm lovable. I'm open to accepting myself. But again, it's positive and present. I am.
Or could you take it a step further and say, I give myself permission to be lovable.
Oh, yeah.
You like
that?
To
know that I give myself permission to realize I'm lovable or something. Yeah,
Kind of gives you a little more control of the situation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
345-5858 is our number if you have a question for Ann Martin or Jeannie Kay about self-esteem. 304-345-5858 is our number on 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
WCHS!
The holiday shopping season will soon be at full throttle. So what's on your list? The latest toys? The newest video games? A 3D television? 13 News consumer expert Sarah Liu hits the stores to find this year's hot toys. She talks with kids and the big kids, adults, to get the lowdown on their Christmas lists. Make sure your list is smoking this year.
Man, that's hot.
Watch Hot Toys all this week at 6 and 11, only on Live and Local 13 News.
Tonight, Thanksgiving comes early with new episodes of How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, and 2.5 Men. Plus, it's Mike and Molly's first Thanksgiving together.
Let me just apologize for whatever horrors lie within those walls.
Then on TV's number one new show, Hawaii Five-O goes to the scariest place on Earth, Dano's ex-wife's house.
You have potential murder suspects living next door.
Bite me.
New episodes.
Tonight on WOWK 13.
From the station that brings you 50-50 Friday on WCHS comes half-off holidays. How big is half-off holidays? Try $30,000 worth of half-price gift certificates to top Charleston area stores. Ashley Furniture Home Store, Calvin Broyles Jewelers, Geraniums, The Greenhouse, Strike 3 Sports Cards and Memorabilia, and Valley Gardens.
At Geraniums, unique clothing and personal assistance at Geraniums apart from the rest. Women of all ages will find beautiful dress and casual pieces, handbags, accessories from Brighton, Pandora, and more. Call ahead and your Geraniums purchase will be wrapped and ready to pick up. Free parking in the Bridge Road shops. Geraniums. Get their $50 gift certificates for 50% off during half-off holidays.
November 29th, Cyber Monday at 9 a.m. sharp. Go to 58WCHS.com to buy half-off gift certificates to this and other fine merchants. That's November 29th at 9 a.m. Get 50% off $50 and $100 gift certificates during half-off holidays from WCHS.
Making doors move is what we do. We're GDO.
This is Door Mail with Lyle Helmick of Garage Door Operators in Scott Depot.
Dear GDO, I think there's a monster living in my garage. Every time I open the garage door, I hear a scary noise like bang. What should I do? Signed, Frighten and Frame. Well, Frighten, sounds like your monster is just an old garage door opener. A new LiftMaster Elite or Premium Series opener would kill that old monster and give you a much quieter, safer, more dependable system. Purchase a LiftMaster Elite or Premium Series opener now through December 3rd, and you'll get a $15 rebate, plus a free second transmitter and keyless entry. You'll save $75 on your new LiftMaster Elite or Premium Series opener and be a hero with your family.
Whether it's a simple repair or a whole new door system, at GDO, we'll make sure it's done right.
Making doors move is what we do. We're GDO.
Garage Door Operators in Scott Depot. Making doors move is what we do. Call 757-8182 or visit gdowv.com.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
When you're shopping for furniture, the one thing you want is to tour the store without having a hot-on-your-heels salesperson urging you to make a decision. No, what you want is time to browse, time to consider, and that's Dunbar Furniture. The Moore family will welcome you, direct you to the area that you're interested in, and answer any questions. You set your own pace. Quality furniture, relaxed atmosphere. Dunbar Furniture, near Shoney's and Captain D's, where delivery is always free.
Okay, stop what you're doing and go look at your tires. A little worn? Treads uneven? I knew it. You need tires. Having the right tire on your vehicle can change everything, including your car's performance and the amount of money you have in your wallet. And what's the right tire? Michelin. And where's the best place to get them? Appalachian Tire, of course. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. A new set of Michelin tires can help you save money at the pump with better fuel efficiency. A new set of Michelin tires will have you enjoying long tread life. A new set of Michelin tires will give you short stopping distances. Whether you drive a passenger car, minivan, or light truck, Michelin is the smart choice now and down the road. Let the experts at Appalachian Tire help you get the right Michelin tire for what you drive. Find out more about Michelin tires at any Appalachian Tire store or online at apptire.com.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston's Ask the Expert this morning. Our number on the air, 304-345-5858. If you'd like to speak with one of the counselors at Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, our experts this morning, the phone number is 304-205-WELL, 304-205-WELL. You can also go online to kpcc.com, or you can Google Kanawha Counseling, and there's also a Facebook page as well. And the hours are office hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Those are our office hours, but we do have counselors who are willing to meet with folks outside those times.
All right. And to make an appointment, just call the 205-WELL?
That's right, for any of our four locations.
And again, those locations are?
We have two locations in Charleston, also in Cabin Creek at Cabin Creek Health Center, and in Jackson County at River Valley Health and Wellness Center in Ravenswood.
All right. And one easy number gets you in touch with any of those locations. It's 304-205-WELL. And with us from Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center is Ann Martin. And always good to have you come by. Don't be a stranger. Yeah. We're talking about self-esteem this morning. And if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I don't have a problem.
You may not.
Ask somebody that knows you well.
Yes.
Congratulations. But, I mean, I really think there probably are people who do have a low self-esteem. Probably, could there be people who actually feel they do have low self-esteem, but they really don't?
Oh, well.
They talk themselves into it.
Could be. But probably if you're uncomfortable, there might be something, you know, maybe the issue is small, but there may be something there. If you're having feelings, you know, that you're feeling uncomfortable or sad or, you know, inadequate in some way, then it's, you know, something to consider.
What if you're feeling sad and you don't know why? You can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel sad?
And that takes some introspection. And if it's going on for a long time, you know, if you're feeling sad for 2 weeks or longer, it's a good idea to see your doctor or see a counselor, get some professional help.
I was going to ask, time frame, if you continue to feel this way, how long should you go unchecked or not seek some help?
2 weeks, you know, if you're feeling sad most of the day, nearly every day, for 2 weeks or longer, I think it's time to get some help.
Let's go to the phone, 304-345-5858. Here's James in Charleston. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I've been listening to your show with interest, and it surprisingly sounds like the old skit on Saturday Night Live, the Daily Affirmations with Stuart Smalley, where he says, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Yeah.
Now, here's how I've always been raised. Other people should tell me what's wrong with me or what's right with me. And if I look in the mirror and lie to myself, is that really going to do me any good? And I'll get off here and let you answer. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. If you think it's a lie, it will not do any good. And sometimes it's very difficult for us to realize that we are lovable or acceptable. So, that's why I think some people need to say, I'm open to believing I'm lovable. I'm open to approving of myself. But if you believe it's a lie, it will not, absolutely will not work. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. Lines are open at 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858 for Ann Martin from Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Also with us is Jeannie Kay. And if you have an issue with self-esteem, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call at 304-345-5858. What are some of the other, affirmations would be one. Mm-hmm. Are there other things you could do? I'm thinking if you feel like you have low self-esteem, you've recognized that, you've had moments when you have dealt with it internally, perhaps even sought some counseling. Would something like doing something you've never done before be advisable?
It could certainly help. You know, I mean, my goodness, the self-confidence that it builds for people to do things that they've had difficulty doing before. And that could even just be driving, you know, from Charleston to another town by themselves, or driving with somebody along is a huge boost. That's just one example, but it's a huge boost.
What if doing something more daring?
Mm-hmm. Skydiving?
Skydiving.
Zipline? Yeah.
How about zipline?
Yeah.
That's something that we now are able to do in our state.
Yes.
There's some very nice places where you can go and zip through the trees, uh-huh, and have a great time.
Yeah.
And perhaps that might be, probably won't be a breakthrough, but it might help.
Oh, absolutely. And it could be a breakthrough. You know, it could be if it's a start, if it's a step in the direction, I can change.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel better. Then, to me, that's a breakthrough. So, yeah.
Okay. Zip lining?
Zip lining would not be my choice of a way to increase my self-esteem.
It's on my bucket list now. So, and, you know, or it might be, it could be, perhaps you've never learned to swim,
yes,
or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
There are things you could do that one by one start to help you feel
better.
Absolutely.
I agree, Rick. Yeah.
And is it all about feeling and feelings? Well, this whole issue of self-esteem?
Those are the cues, I think. If we're feeling good, we're usually having happy thoughts. We're doing something we enjoy. I see bad feelings as just a cue to us that something's amiss, you know, that we may want to change the direction we're going, what we're doing, what we're thinking, move a different direction.
And what about the person who has a ton of self-esteem? We all know at least a few people in our lives who seem to always have good days. There's never anything going wrong. Mm-hmm. Life is cherries. They grab it with gusto. They may get to a point where they're annoying to the rest of us. So, I'm not sure if that becomes our issue or their issue. Are there people like that who have that confidence level that is above the bar, and the self-esteem, of course, goes with it, and they can tackle anything?
Well, there are people who have good self-esteem, and then there are people, I think, sometimes if it's gone over to that point where you find it annoying, most other people find it annoying, I would suspect that that it's a cover, that it's, you know, this behavior is a cover for some lack of self-esteem that, of course, we wouldn't know what it was, but...
Mm-hmm. Self-esteem, if it goes the other way, mm-hmm. if it does a 180 from low to really high, mm-hmm. Does that person know that they have great self-esteem? I'm trying to figure out if you have high self-esteem, mm-hmm. does it manifest itself in the way you act around others, or is...
Oh, I definitely think it does. But it doesn't. Someone with good self-esteem wouldn't necessarily not be receptive to others' feelings or considerate of others' feelings. You know, when you feel good about yourself, you have more capacity, I think, to be considerate of others, to take them into what's going on with them is as important as what's going on with you. You don't have to feel like you're more important than them. You know, if you're feeling good about yourself, you want to be on a, you know, equal level with them.
And so if you're in a room full of people, and let's say you're the person with high self-esteem, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to say a word.
You may not. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 304-345-5858 on the air with your question this morning for Ann Martin from Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Jeannie Kay is here as well. And again, I was going to ask you, Jeannie, before we get into something else, as far as this, we have holidays coming up and things, Thanksgiving this week, and of course, mm-hmm. followed by Christmas and all that. I mean, are there certain hours that the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center will not be open, for instance, this week?
We're open this week. We won't be open on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. Our office won't be open on Friday either, but and we won't be open on Christmas Day, of course, but other than that, we'll be there.
Regular hours around
our office hours are 9 to 5, but you can leave a voicemail message which will be answered, you know, right away if you need to make an appointment. And like I said before, we do have counselors who will work around those hours as well to accommodate your schedule.
And the number at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, 304-205-WELL, 304-205-WELL. You can also find them online at kpcc.com. And Google Kanawha Counseling, and that'll get you there as well. And how do we find you on Facebook?
Just Kanawha Pastoral Counseling or some form close to that.
In the search box.
Would bring it up, yeah, in the search field.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're back in a moment on Ask the Expert on this Monday morning on 58 WCHS.
WCHS!
What's your sign say?
Quality carpet for $19.95 a square yard every day at ESC Carpet Tile and More Warehouse.
It's a sale?
No, it's every day.
But what does $19.95 a square yard really mean? Carpet?
Yep.
What about installation?
Included.
The pad?
Included.
Take up and disposal of the old carpet?
Well...
I knew it!
That's free.
Free?
Yeah! When ESC Carpet Tile and More says the quality Shaw and Mohawk carpet in their warehouse is $19.95 a square yard every day, including labor and pad, they mean it!
So when I go to ESC Carpet Tile and More
on Smith Street, just beyond left field of the ballpark,
and go into the warehouse,
you'll see beautiful Shaw and Mohawk carpeting for $19.95 a square yard, including pad and installation by their professional installers.
And the flooring advisors will help me?
That's a yes.
That's expert advice at the lowest price.
Oh, rats.
What's wrong?
Now I need to change my sign.
Announcing the grand opening of the ESC Carpet Warehouse. $19.95 a square yard carpet, no hidden costs. Expert advice, lowest price. ESC.
It's Truck Month at all Turnpike Ford locations. We're the T and Turnpike.
Means trucks.
Right now, save up to $10,000 off MSRP on our new 2010 Ford F-150. Yep, you heard right. During Truck Month, you can save up to $10,000 on America's best-selling truck for 33 straight years, the Ford F-150. Or take advantage of special 0% APR financing offers through Ford Credit on most all remaining 2010 models at Turnpike Ford. That's right, pay zero. Zilch. Not a thing in interest for 60 months on new 2010 Ford Focuses. Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and Sport Tracks. 12 models in all. Offers like these can't last long. And when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry in before time runs out. Turnpike Ford is easy to get to with two locations. In Charleston between Kanawha City and Marmette. And Huntington, three blocks down from Marshall Stadium. Or visit them on the web at turnpikeford.com. And remember, Turnpike Ford will not just meet another dealer's price. They'll beat it, guaranteed. The quickest way to a new Ford is on the Turnpike.
Hey, Stevie Hayes here again for East Coast Tees. East Coast Tees is now the area's premier one-stop shop for screen-printed t-shirts and promotional goods. To prove it, you can get 100 white t-shirts printed in one color, one location, for only $2.99 each, and you can make it a color tee for just a dollar more. $2 more gets you a long-sleeve shirt, $4 more will get you into a crew-neck sweatshirt. You can even mix and match to get to 100 pieces. For details, call 304-720-8677 or go to eastcoasttees.com. Stop wasting time and money running all over town. Get it all at East Coast Tees and promotional goods off the Montrose exit of I-64 in South Charleston. If you act right now and go to the web at eastcoasttees.com, I will throw in a chance for you to win $1,000 in free promotional products. Stop paying the middleman. You now have a choice for promotional goods. It's East Coast Tees.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston, phone number 304-345-5858. With us is Ann Martin with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center and Jeannie Kay as well. Their number, one number to remember for four different locations, it's 304-205-WELL, 304-205-WELL. You can also find them online at kpcc.com and Facebook, and if you just go to Google, if you just want to Google Kanawha Counseling, that'll get you there as well. 304-345-5858 on the air. Self-esteem has been the topic this hour of Ask the Expert, and I don't think we're going to solve anybody's problems in 1 hour.
No, definitely not.
But there are some other resources that you want to mention that one could go to.
Yes, there's a workbook that I particularly like, and it's called 10 Days to Self-Esteem. I have trouble getting that out. 10 Days to Self-Esteem. And it's by David Burns. And he also has some other books that are not the workbook style, if you prefer that. I recommend anything by David Burns. Googling, if you can just Google self-esteem affirmations, self-esteem affirmations for a healthier image, healthier self-image. Those would be two places to start. And the self-help books, there are so many wonderful self-help books out now that just browsing at Books A Million or any bookstore to find the book that seems to fit for you.
And how does David Burns spell his last name?
B-U-R-N-S.
Okay. All right. So 10 Days to Self-Esteem would be one that you recommend.
Yeah.
And you say it's a workbook, so it makes you actually do something.
It's interactive, yeah.
Okay. 304-345-5858 on the air for your question about self-esteem this morning. What if you've noticed somebody in your family that you feel is one who has very low self-esteem? Can you help them in some way as an outside party?
Well, I imagine there are lots of ways to help them, but very carefully, because someone with low self-esteem probably doesn't need to hear those words.
Uh-huh.
I'm concerned about your self-esteem. And maybe leading by example can be the best way to do that, or building them up, you know. But a lot of people, if they don't believe there's anything good in them, can't hear it from somebody else. They just don't believe it. So it takes really for a person to say, yes, this is something that I want to work on.
So you don't want to hit them directly with, hey, you look like your self-esteem needs a boost. But you could say, hey, would you like to do something this weekend? I mean, you could invite them to do an activity of some kind.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And maybe in the process,
And it depends on your relationship. You know, some that may work for someone to, you know, to say, hey, you know, let's see if improving your self-esteem will help you feel better. It's just something to consider, you know, carefully what you want. If what you want is to help this person improve their self-esteem, would approaching them directly with those words help get you what you want? Or might it be better to take them out to a movie? Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, if it's a spouse or if it's someone you're very close to, I mean, you counsel couples. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have one that self-esteem is not an issue, mm-hmm. the other one where it is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
That dynamic, I'm sure, you earn your keep.
It's very interesting, yes. And if one wants the other's self-esteem to improve and says so, that can be hard. You know, it's... It really takes an internal knowing and wanting to change for any situation, whatever it is. If it's anxiety, depression, self-esteem, if the person doesn't want to change, it won't happen.
So it has to begin with that person,
mm-hmm.
the person who has the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen with them first.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on around, if it doesn't happen to them inside, in other words, people can take them out, people can want to be with them, but if they still, at the end of the day, have that low self-esteem, something has to spark inside them, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah. But being with them could be that spark. That could be what gets them going.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I have this belief that if somebody has within them a want to do something, a desire to do something, then the resources are there. It can really happen if you really, really want it. If it's just something, I'd like to be able to sing or whatever, maybe not, but I would love to be able to sing, then I think you can find a way to learn, get somebody to teach you. And I think if you want your self-esteem to be better, there's a way. That desire is the mm-hmm. the message to
yes.
you that it can happen.
Yes, and I think it's so important to pay attention to what those desires are uh-huh. and to know that, yeah, if they're there, follow them. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Many people who have a weight issue
mm-hmm.
Will say that it's because I have no or very low self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be able to lose the weight, but, you know, I just can't and mm-hmm. I don't see a need to. What's the approach to that person?
Or often they do see a need to. Sometimes it depends. It can be just changing the goal from I want to lose weight to I want to be healthy. And again, there's that positive spin. You know, mm-hmm. it's easier to work towards something positive than to get away from something negative when we're thinking about losing weight, losing weight, losing weight. It doesn't. You know, it's just not as productive as I want to be healthy or I want to be thin.
Yeah, okay, so the goal would be or should be instead of I want to lose 50 pounds mm-hmm. by Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I want to go out for a 20-minute walk.
That would be much more productive.
And yeah. that's a more doable goal, if
mm-hmm.
you will.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so set realistic goals
mm-hmm.
is important.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Ann Martin with us here on 58 WCHS this morning from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. If you'd like to talk more with Ann, you can simply call the number 304-205-WELL. That's 304-205-WELL. Jeannie Kay, what's the website?
KPCC.com.
KPCC.com. And you can also Google Kanawha Counseling online. Thank you very much, Jeannie Kay.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you
All
for
right.
having us.
I'm Rick Johnson for the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center on 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.